Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. We bless his name. We give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. Come on and bless his name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, RMI family. Wow, today is April 21st. It's another day where we get to praise the Lord. Pastor Michael and I were at a wedding last night, and so I'm still like sleepy. Just keeping it real.
In other words, she just woke up. Just saying.
Just like he just woke up.
No, I was up way ahead of you.
Okay.
Please
don't be fooled by that.
Okay. I just came in there and woke you up after I had already been up, setting everything up. Wow. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Just saying.
Trying to upload this.
She's having problems with the technology, y'all.
What's in my OneDrive? Let's try this. Well, it is the 21st of April. And let's see, do I have... And so, you know, I've been reading a book. It's 365 Days of Affirmations. And
what's an affirmation?
An affirmation is a positive statement that one can speak that can help change their mindset, their behaviors, and just kind of their experiences. And so it's like a confession. I do our confessions. The Bible talks about it in Job. Let's see, do I have it up? Job 22:28. It talks about in that scripture, and I'm going to read it to you. Let me pull it up here. So in Job chapter 22:28, it says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And I love how it reads in the Amplified. It said, you will decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your way.
Light of God's what?
Favor will shine upon your ways. So it's important that, first of all, we make a decision what we want, right? Oftentimes it's like, God, and yes, we pray God's will, but you need to understand that God's will is really already inside of you. It's just a matter of you releasing his will and understanding those things that you desire from God that align with his will. And so this scripture is saying you will decide, thou shalt decree, before you can even begin to decree, open up your mouth. And we need to look up that word decree, but you will decide. You need to make a decision. A lot of us, we sit and think, well, God, I'm just waiting on you. God's saying you need to make a decision to decide, what do you want from me? What do you want from God? And so when we talk about affirmations, those are positive statements that you've decided that you want. That I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I am discipline. I am debt freedom. I'm wisdom. I have to make a decision of what I want. You will decide and then decree a thing. Right? In that, do you have the blue letter? Can you look up Job chapter 22, 28 and look up what? Well, you know what? Yeah, because decree is in the King James Version. See what decree means. But you will also decide. So the first thing you've got to do is decide. Then you decree, right? And we're looking up the word decree, because when you decree, you're pronouncing something, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's see what decree means in the, when we look up the etymology of it, when we go deeper into it. Job chapter 22, verse 28. You have 28 verse. See, this is what you should be doing, rightly dividing the word of God. So let's.
The gazar or the gazay of God means to cut, divide, cut down, cut in two.
Wow, exterminate.
Yeah, to exterminate, to decree, to be separated, excluded, to be cut off, to be decreed.
To snatch.
To snatch. Yep. Yep. To cut off, to destroy. To exterminate.
Scroll down and see what divided into. So you will decide and decree a thing.
That's right.
And it will be a. And so let's look at. Let's look up what the. What does what does. I'm so excited. God just is so good. Official order issued by a legal authority. Mm-hmm. Right? Decrees. So it says, what does it mean in the Bible? Decrees cause truths from the word of God and the holy and the heavenly realm to be manifested into our earthly realm. In Hebrew, decree means divide, separate. When we decree, for example, I am blessed, we establish blessings while separating separating from anything purposed against it by the enemy.
Mm-hmm. So it is making sure that it cuts itself off from anything that does not agree with what's being decreed or spoken.
Yes.
What's being determined. So if you're walking in the will of God, when you decree that your life is going to be a life purpose, path of purpose set aside for God, that means anything that disagrees with that life, with that purpose, with that path, God exterminates it.
And so it makes sense when it says you will also decide. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a made up mind.
My mind's made up.
Yeah, you have to have a made up mind that God, this is what I desire.
That's right.
Because you said I can have it. Mm-hmm. So much so that God, I am destroying, cutting myself off from anything that would hinder me from what I decide that I can have.
Or disagrees.
That's right. Or disagrees. Mm-hmm. Because I'm deciding today. I'm deciding today I am good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and infinite money. I am discipline. I am debt freedom. I am wisdom. I am peace. Because anytime you say I am, you take on the nature, the character of that thing. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm taking on the character that I am good health.
That's why God called himself, let him know that the I am.
Right.
Sent that, you.
Yes.
The I am.
I am.
And in Exodus, he says, let them know that the I am has sent thee.
That is why it's so, you have to be so careful of what you speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that same, I'm saying I am good health. I'm saying I'm all of these positive things. But I can say negative things and those things come to pass. You always talk about when you say, I am getting sick.
I'm catching the cold.
Right. Or yeah.
Yeah. Because you just said, I am.
You're taking on that characteristic.
And you're giving it power.
Exactly.
Because we are created. Let's just say it like this. So that way you can go ahead and pray. Because we are created in God's image and after his likeness, okay, we, according to Psalms 82, God said we are gods, little Elohim.
That's right.
The word Elohim in the Hebrew means creators, okay, fathers of. Okay, so when you speak, I'm catching a cold. Now think about every time you said I'm catching a cold.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I'm catching a cold. How many times did you catch that cold? When you said I'm broke, how many times did money escape you?
That's right.
Okay, come on now. Anytime you say anything out your mouth, good, bad, or indifferent, the Bible says that we're going to be judged for every idle word that came out of our. This is why anything that has no substance, anything that disagrees with God's purpose for your life, you need to decree against it. Oh, come on, somebody.
Well, that's why, again, Proverbs
18:21.
Yeah.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Death and life. Why? Because creation doesn't matter whether you're speaking death or life. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you have given the power of that thing to be manifest from spirit to natural.
And that's why we have to be so careful.
What are we saying? Oh my God.
I have a bunch of I am confessions around financial stuff, right? And so it's like, okay, well, we're just saying these things. You have to understand it's first natural. First spiritual and then natural.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a teaching for my business. And one of the things I've been listening to Neville Goddard, who is this amazing. He's gone on to be with the Lord, but he's a great philosopher and a great thinker. And I was listening to a lecture of his, and he referenced a philosopher that said this, William James, who also was a great, great philosopher as well. William James says that man, by changing the inner attitudes of his mind, could change the outer aspects of his life. So that goes back to this idea of first spirit, then natural.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, why, what makes a difference about what the words that I'm speaking? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. For everything happens first in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
first in your inner man,
mm-hmm.
first in your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got to begin to program your subconscious. What is it that I want?
Mm-hmm.
I am debt freedom. I am that. I am that thing. I am good health. Yes, I know I ate some cookies last night and had some sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I am good health. I am programming my mind.
Uh-huh.
I am happiness. I choose to be happiness. Mm-hmm. I am love. I'm success. And this is all prayer, mm-hmm. by the way. I am prosperity. I'm infinite money. That man, by changing the inner attitudes of his mind, can change the outer aspects of his life. So I am programming, I am doing the work on my inner man. And then as I'm affirming and confessing, I'm deciding and decreeing a thing, and it is being established for me, and the light of God's favor shines upon your ways. Then I'm programming my mind, because as I think on these things, then my behaviors begin to change. First inner, that man, by changing the inner attitudes of his mind, can change the outer aspects of his life. Father, we thank you this morning.
Yes, yes. Come on.
That we are changing the inner attitudes of our thoughts, of our mind.
Yes. Yes, come on.
Father God, that we are making a quality decision. We know what we want. Father, we don't have to beg. We just have to be. We have to be that thing. We have to be that thing. Father, because we understand that we have the divine power, the ability, and the equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have all the good, all the God that we desire. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as we move forth this day.
Mm-hmm.
Father, as we hear the word, as we prepare ourselves for Passover, mm-hmm. as we prepare ourselves, Lord God, to be transformed, Lord, through the renewing of our mind. Father, as we prepare for you to come down to visit with us, Lord God, as we prepare, as we get ourselves in alignment with your word, in alignment with who you are, we make the quality decision, Lord God, that we let go every sin and weight, everything that would hinder us, everything that would hold us down. We let it go, oh God.
That's right. That's
because
right.
We are preparing ourselves to commune with the Most High God.
Amen.
To commune with you, to walk in our divine power, God. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the angels, Lord God. For the angels, we release the angels that you've assigned into our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that these beautiful angels, Lord God, hallelujah, are manifesting the thoughts, Lord God, the good thoughts that we have, the good thoughts, Lord God, for total well-being. Spirit, soul, body, and financial, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you said, how can two walk together except they agree? And we thank you, Lord, that as we walk with you, that we have a made up mind, that our mind is in agreement with you and your word.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because we have decided. And we are decreeing, we're cutting off, Lord God.
Yes,
we're cutting off anything.
Yes.
That we have decided to do. We're cutting it off, Lord God. We're cutting it off in our mind, Lord God. We're cutting it off in our mind, in our heart, Lord God.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
that we yeah. can walk in your favor.
Yeah,
and we can shine in your ways. God, we love you. We praise you. We call this broadcast anointed. We call it, Lord God, blessed of you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophet Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The Bible also says that man doesn't live by bread only, but he lives by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So when we understand that this morning, as we're going forward and going into this next look of the feast of the Lord that we're getting ready for, listen, we are See, we are in a time where the Father has already come down and he says, I am come down to deliver you, okay? And we're getting ready to celebrate on Sunday, April 28th. Next Sunday, we're going to be doing a little mini, what's called a Passover Seder, okay, which is where in the Hebrew tradition, amen, they would, on the first night or the first Sabbath night, okay, they would come together as a family. They would sacrifice a lamb. They would take the blood. You know, they would go through the oral history of how they came out of Egypt. Egypt represents not enough. Egypt represents debt, lack, and poverty. Egypt represents anything that would keep you in bondage. Egypt represents anything that would try to enslave you and keep you contrary to what God has created for you to do. So we're going to do that next Sunday morning. We're going to go through just a little bit of what is called a Seder, and we're going to go through the teaching of how they would do it in anyway. So now moving forward, as we go forth and as we begin to just break down this feast time, you know, this is the time when the Father says to come into his presence three times in a year and don't come empty handed. And we're going to learn why he says that, because when God says something, he always tells us why he says something. Okay. And, you know, just to add on to what you were speaking about, Proverbs 23 says, for as a man thinketh, for as he thinketh in his heart, not just in his brain, but in his heart, in his subconscious. Okay. So is he. So how you think on the inward activates the manifestation on your outward. Amen. So now talking about this feast of the Lord, let's go to Psalms 102. Amen. Because listen, we are in, when we understand the times and seasons of the Lord, Ecclesiastes says to everything, there is a season and a time. So when you understand the times and seasons that are dictated by God's purpose, now you can move our glory at the speed of the Spirit. Amen. So Psalms 102, verse 12 and 13. Amen. And it says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time, okay, to favor her. Yes, or yea, the set time is come. Now, a couple of things that we have to pay attention in Psalms 102, verse 13. He says, you shall arise. That word arise in the Hebrew means to come on the scene. You shall, God is personally coming on the scene to shower us with mercy because he wants to favor us, okay? Now, let's take a look at something here, because first of all, this word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life, okay? And this phrase set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim, which means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. So the Father has come on the scene to favor, to pour out favor, to dip us in favor, so that way his set time, his appointed time, can be activated and we can walk in the fullness of that time. Okay. So let's check out, let's get the understanding of how this comes about. Why God says what he said. Why did God say come into his presence? Why? Father, you omniscient. I'm always in your presence, but there are times and seasons in the earth where the Father is closer to us than at other times. Okay. I'm going to say that again. Okay, there are times and seasons in the earth where the Father is closer to you than any other time. Okay, so Exodus, we'll just read Exodus chapter 3 really quick here. Glory, Exodus chapter 3. I wasn't even planning on going here, but I think for what the word says, with all you're getting, get understanding, we're going to go here first. so that way we can have a proper look at the set time. And in verse 2, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in a flame of fire and out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, but the bush was not being consumed by the fire. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see. See, when you set your vision on my glory, the vision of God, okay? He said, I will now turn aside. I will now pay attention to what God is trying to show me, okay? He said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight why the bush is not burned. In these times and seasons of favor and these other feasts, God's going to begin to show you things, great possibilities that he wants you to embrace in this upcoming season. And when the Lord saw, now it went from an angel, now the Lord is paying attention to Moses' actions. He made a decision in his mind and he said, wait. That's not normal. Let me stop what I'm doing and pay attention to what's going on right in front of me, because this looks great. This looks spiritual. This has to be spiritual. It has to be. I have never seen fire not burn down a bush. And God called unto Moses out of the midst of the bush. And Moses says, here am I. And God says, draw not hither. Do not come near. Put forth or take off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Here's how we know Father God put his feet on top of the mountain, is because in the beginning he says the angel of the Lord, okay, talked to him. But then as soon as it went from the angel, now the Lord, and as soon as the Lord set his feet on top of Mount Horeb, it went from regular ground to now holy ground. Good morning, Sister Missy.
See, good morning.
See, when you understand that in this time of favor, the Father has touched down on the earth where you are. He's in close proximity to where you are. And if you'll turn and pay attention to watch and see what God is doing in your life and what he's going to get ready to say in your life, now God can do something. He says, moreover, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, and I heard their cry. Verse 8, and I am, there it is, and I am, there's the I am, and the I am, whatever it is that you need from me, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good land. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Here's why I'm here. Okay. First of all, I've come down to separate you from slavery, to separate you from bondage, to separate you from fear, to separate you from debt, to separate you from sickness and disease, to separate you from depression and bipolar and schizophrenia. I have come down. That does not agree with my path that I created you for your life. And I have come down to destroy it. Will you make a decision and look at me? Will you stop what you're doing and pay attention to what I'm doing, what I'm getting ready to speak to you? Will you stop? Will you make a decision and say, well, Father, if you'll speak to me, I'll do what you tell me.
Yeah.
That's like what Moses did. He said, wait a minute. Whoa. I've never seen, that's never happened in my life before. Let me stop and pay attention.
Yeah.
God wants to do some never been done in your lives right now. Okay, I'm going to say that again. That's the prophetic speaking right now. God, in this time of favor, his divine presence and influence on your life, if you will agree in your subconscious, in your mind, that whatever God tells me to do, whatever God shows me of the possibility, if I agree with it on the inside, it will manifest on the outside, because I can decree a thing and it shall be established. Come on now. Come on now. Get this right now.
And so even as you're decreeing, it's important because God is not Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. He's not some mystical fairy that can just take his wand and boom, it happens. I mean, he could, but that's not how he operates. So again, we're saying first spiritual, then natural. Mm-hmm. So you got to consistently do the work. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm believing God. And I say this as somebody that is in the process of doing the work. We say this because we're in the process of doing the work, not that we have arrived. So first we have to make that decision. What do I want from God? Then I have to consistently begin to speak and train my mind. Program my mind for that thing. Make sure my actions in the natural are aligning to the very thing that I want. So some of you are thinking, all I'd have to do is just speak it.
No.
Then it's just going to manifest.
No, there's some work.
That is why we in the body of Christ are missing it. Because it's like, I'm opening my mouth and I'm speaking it. You're doing one part, but you are not fulfilling. You're not consistently. You're not disciplining yourself. Discipline is that consistent human effort to create space in your spirit, soul, body, and financial in order to achieve a certain goal that you set out, a certain thing that you're believing. I want to put practical to the spiritual of what we're saying. Okay. Or you're going to be misled thinking that, all I need to do, God has come down and that's it. I don't have to do anything.
Or all I have to do is just say something and it's just going to fall out the sky. No. In Exodus chapter 3, it says Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. He was practicing in the natural, what God had already ordained for him to do in the spiritual. I didn't cut you off, did I? Mm-mm. Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because it looked like you were giving me that look. I was talking. No. But listen. This is very key. This is very key right here, okay? But real faith is not a hoping and a praying something going to happen. It is belief. Belief is a big part, okay? But there is some physical that must go with the spiritual or the subconsciousional. Is that a word?
Subconsciousional. No,
okay. Because real faith,
it is
according to Hebrews 11:6, is now without faith, it's impossible to please him.
That's right.
Please God. See, I use faith to please God. Okay. Now without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that what? Comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of what? Those who diligently seek. That word seek in the Greek right there means to run after or chase after. See, when you are willing to run after and chase after the thing, or if you're willing to chase after, okay, the person who you know has that next level of that spiritual impartation for your life. I'm not talking about stalking people, okay? What I'm saying is you do the necessary work to cause God to be pleased, and God rewards based on what you have thought and done, okay?
So let's go back. You were in Hebrews chapter 11.
Verse 6.
And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, this is the first key, you must believe, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. You must believe.
That
you must believe. So believe is to think it to be true, to be persuaded, to credit, place confidence in. Mm-hmm. So you must believe it. You must think it mm-hmm. to be true. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you are not believing, that's the very first prerequisite. God is saying here, mm-hmm. Where did I go? Oh. So, but without faith.
Okay,
it says without faith, it is impossible to please him. Mm-hmm. For he that cometh to God must believe. Mm-hmm. Your first response, you must think it to be true. So that's where, again, that inner, mm-hmm. you've got to get your mind.
Good morning, Eric, good morning.
You've got to get your mind mm-hmm. in alignment. You, again, and it literally says, believe is to think it to be true. That he is, and that he is a rewarder. Mm-hmm. So you've got to believe in God. And believe uh-huh. that he wants to reward you, okay. that he will reward you.
For doing what? Chasing after him.
Diligently see. So okay. you see all of the action that's taking. Right. This is not some just magic thing mm-hmm. where you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. You have to believe. You got to think it to be true. And if your mind is not in alignment, if you still have the mindset that I can't, that there's no such thing, I can't, then you automatically rule yourself out.
There you go.
And getting what you desire. Because the very first thing that you have to do is you have to think it to be true.
And you know what? And the great thing about God is he always gave us living examples, okay? When Jesus was walking on the earth, most of the time says, do you believe I can do this thing for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he would say, let it be so according to your faith. When the blind man heard that Jesus was going to be walking by, he heard the crowd. He starts shouting. Yo, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And even when his disciples tell him, yo, dude, be quiet. Jesus trying to minister. He began to shout even louder. Yo, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. It caused Jesus to stop what he was doing and come and pay attention to the voice. See, that voice was, he heard that Jesus could heal, but he set his action, okay? He sought Jesus by his action. The woman with the issue of blood, she heard, okay? If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I would be made whole. She thought it to be true, because the Bible says, she said it within herself.
She believed.
That's right. Within herself and her actions, even if she had to crawl.
And so many of us, I think some of the issues that we have a belief problem.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
We have a belief problem. And again, we just looked up what that belief was. And that belief, and so in the Greek, that word is pistuo. Pistuo. And that means, again, to think it, you got to be fully persuaded.
That's right.
You got to be fully persuaded. Mm-hmm. And so how do I do that? I do that work in my mind.
There we go.
You asked, what is affirmation? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm affirming.
That's right.
Because God says mm-hmm. that I'm the head and not the tail.
There you go.
See, what I'm doing is I'm putting it to practice the word, right? Uh-huh. I'm thinking it to be true. I'm thinking it to be true. I'm going within myself
uh-huh.
and I'm pulling down. The Bible says casting down imaginations, mm-hmm. the imagination that I can't. You got to pull that down.
That's right.
You got to begin to get rid of that. Oh, they just don't like me. They just don't. And you don't understand the power of your words and the power of your thoughts.
That's right. That's right.
It's not just what you speak, but it's what you're thinking.
That's right.
So you can be thinking something and not saying it. And what you're doing is you're attracting that. You're releasing. There is a vibe that you're releasing, an energetic vibe that you're releasing and bringing that thing to you, whether good or bad.
That's right.
So, and that's why it's important that we align our mind with God's word.
Okay. Say it again. To do what?
To align our mind with God's word.
So when you see God shows us this once again, an example with him dealing with Moses and Aaron in Exodus chapter 12. And it says, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron. Okay. Because it was going to be Aaron that helped Moses to get the people to believe. Why? Because Moses started out as an Egyptian. Everybody knew him as an Egyptian, even though his parents knew who he was, okay? But he allowed Moses to be taught by the Egyptians. So that way later, he would have an understanding about that supernatural. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. And now he's changing their mind. He says, and this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. This first feast that we're talking about is the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And according to God's calendar, how God does what he does, it's the beginning of God's season. It's the beginning of the year. Speak to the congregation, okay? Tell them to get a lamb, okay? Bring it into the house, okay? Then he says, make sure it's a lamb without blemish, a male lamb, the 1 year old, okay? And you shall keep it to the 14th day of the same month. And in the evening, you shall kill it. And you shall take the blood and put it on the side post and the top upper doorpost, okay? And you shall burn that flesh. You shall cook the flesh and you shall eat it that night. Then he says, when you eat, you're not going to eat like you normally eat. He's changing their mind. No, you're going to be ready. You're going to have your shoes on your feet. You're going to have your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Not the Jews, not the Israelites. He says the Lord's Passover. Okay. Why? Because the Bible says in Exodus 23, he says, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Let me see here. Man, there is. Okay, we just got to go here. In that same chapter, look at verse 23. And for the Lord said that I will pass through and I will destroy, I will smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood upon the doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door, oh my God, and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your house. And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and your sons forever. This is why we do it, because he says, you're going to do it. You're going to teach your children to do this forever. You're going to go back and retell the story, retell his history of how he brought you out of bondage. Oh, come on now. And it shall come to pass when you come into the land that the Lord will give you according to what he's promised. It shall come to pass that when your children why do we do this? You shall say it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover who passed over the houses of the children of Israel when he smote the Egyptians. So this is why God did what he did. He was reprogramming their brain to go from slaves to kings. Okay. He says, you've been living under the thumb, under the master of taskmasters. Now, let me show you how I created you to be a king in the earth. But it first starts by you had to begin to think like I think. You're not in debt. Yeah, I know you ate barley loaves, but now I'm going to teach you how to eat wheat loaves, because wheat in my lineage represents abundance. Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Woo, my God, my God. God wants these chains. Oh, my God. Wow. When we understand, I'm so excited about this, because the funny thing is, when you begin to learn that when God says this is going to be a set time of favor, and when you begin to go from faith to faith and glory to glory, and God begins to reveal how everything he said is working in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I can't wait to tell you some of the things that God has been doing and God is changing even in our life, okay? You can get into what's called a rut.
Yep.
Doing the same thing systematically, getting the same result. And when God says, okay, if you want to change the result, you got to have to change the lifestyle that you've been living. And that starts by changing your mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't think, man, you know, it's so phenomenal. Sister Michelle says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things we believe, even though we don't see it. Amen. Mm-hmm. See, God was teaching Moses and Aaron how to believe.
That's right.
His voice. They were used to the voice of the slave and taskmasters. Now God is saying, I'm going to show you how to follow my voice and to begin to go from the prison into the palace, because I created you in my image. Okay. Slavery is not a part of my image. So now I got to change. I got to work that slave mentality out of you. So anything that represents slavery, you get it out of your life. Anything that represents sickness, get it out of your life. He says, if you will do what I tell you to do, he says, I'll be your enemy to your enemies. I'll be your adversary to your adversaries. I'll bless your bread and your water, and I'll keep sickness away from you. These are the five areas of grace that God said, if you'll come into my presence during these feast times, I will do my promise, which is be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversary. I'll bless your bread, I'll bless your water, and I'll keep you healthy so that way you can fulfill the purpose I planned in your life. Wow. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, God has come down to change how things look in your life. Can you say it is so? Come on now, can you type that with me? Come on now, it is so. When you understand that God has said, I am come down to say it is so, you are healed, you are delivered, you are free. The Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, God's all about you being free. Okay? Oh, man.
Can you download that other flyer? I can't get it up for some reason.
What?
Are we talking about this today or no?
Did you send it to me?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do this. So, okay. Let's see. So listen, as you get prepared to share your seed, to sow your seed, the Bible says this. He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night shall not stop. Okay. Listen. This feast of the Lord, this first feast, the feast of Passover, how glory, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. See, God's kingdom is built on sowing seed and reaping a harvest. Amen. Let me see if I can get this here.
You just need to go to present.
Yeah, I know how to get there.
So, and then just, yeah, slides,
mm-hmm.
Upload.
Thank you, babe. I said I know how to do it, babe. Thank you. See, I have to go to my computer. Then I have to go to where I downloaded it. Oh, we got to change it. That's why you didn't make it into a PDF. That's why it's not uploading. You have to make it.
No, I can't even pull it up. It doesn't matter either way.
It wasn't letting me pull it up.
You just had it right there. It said Passover 24.
Let me go back again.
You're in the wrong thing.
I know. Let me just show you. See how it has to be a PDF?
So you had, what is that?
Passover.
Oh.
Thank you. So, so once again, as we get prepared to sow our seed, the Bible says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay, so the seed time is your time of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. So during the time of Passover, here's how we know that the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. During the time of Passover, God said, I would give you the form of rain. So the rain, because Israel or Jerusalem is in a place of a desert region, they had to believe God for the rain. So the rain would soften the ground. Because, you know, Haggai said, break up the fallow ground. So the water from the rain would moisten the ground so they could break it up with the plows so they could plant the seed. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. But Passover is the beginning of this time of seed time and harvest. It's the time of planting seed. So get your seed to sow into the ground. Did you create it?
It's right there.
Okay. Okay.
You have to go to present. Da, 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 da.
So I see Passover. I see Passover. I don't see Pentecost.
Do you want me to pull it up? Is that what you're saying?
See, that's Passover.
You see this?
But no, that's on yours. You have to pull it out. So get your seed. Now, listen, when you sow your seed, okay, you can use the New Beginning seed or you can use Glory, the 2024 seed, okay? You can use the website, www.restoredministriesint.org, okay? Let me type this in for Instagram, Restored Ministries. INT.org. Amen and amen. Listen, you are going to on purpose activate this power in your life. Amen. You can use the Zelle and go from your account into the ministry account by using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. So listen, get your seed. Get ready to sow it. If you want to sow the terumah, which is according to the word, let me get this out the way, is when you sow your first fruit, okay, your teruma, your oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. It says, and every sort of your teruma shall be the priest, and you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, so he may what? Decree that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you sow into the hand of the prophet of God, your supervising priest, now you're activating the blessing that's in the mouth of the prophet to be declared or prophesied or spoken, given power to be activated in your life. Woo! You can use my Cash App at $MDBryant, okay? So get your seed. Father, I thank you, Lord God, as they sow their seed. Father, you said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, I speak from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, that favor is their portion. Father, that healing is their portion. Peace is their portion. Joy is their portion. Financial success, financial increase is their portion. Father, we destroy every thought and mindset that would be an enemy against God and his path a purpose for their life. Father, we destroy sickness. We destroy debt, lack, and poverty. We destroy depression and oppression. Father, we destroy
the garment of heaviness. We destroy it and we put on the garment of praise. Father, we declare and decree that we shall, woo, finish our course. We shall finish the race. We are walking in faith. We are pleasing God by faith so he can reward us because we are diligently seeking him and not things in our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Now listen, got something real good for you. You got it ready? Go ahead and let's add that. Okay, June 15th. Okay, June 15th. Okay, we are going to be doing an in-person service. Okay, it's going to be on Saturday, June 15th at 12 o'clock. One of our ministry friends, Pastor Trey, over at Casa del Rey Church, amen, in the Albuquerque area, is allowing us to use their chapel. And we're going to be doing our first in-person service that we've done since COVID, right?
It's been years.
Yeah, ever since COVID, okay? So listen, come join in with us. We're going to be having live praise and worship. We're going to be teaching and preaching the word in person. Amen. And we're going to, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Casa del Rey family over there. Thank you for allowing us to use your great, great building and place where God lives. Amen. We just thank you that listen, you're helping us fulfill the purpose of God for our ministry. So listen, put it on your calendar, Saturday, June 15th, 12 o'clock. Amen. We're going to get it done early. Amen. So that way you can have the rest of your weekend. Amen and amen.
And so we'll have a link because we want to know if you're coming or not so that you can RSVP.
Yes.
So we're getting it out. So probably sometime this week, we'll have the link for you to be able to RSVP whether you're coming or not. So that way we can make sure we have enough room and that we know who's coming. Amen. And so it's going to be a blessing. So we're going to be teaching about the Feast of Pentecost. And so we ask, you know, you'll be able to give in person or online. Amen. Or what have you. So, because we want to make sure to bless the church that we're going to be at.
That's right.
And so this takes a little bit of a budget. And so we just thank God for your continual giving and your continual sowing as we come together in person. Amen. To rejoice in God.
So listen, we want to thank you for joining us for today's broadcast. Listen, don't miss what's coming. Listen, next weekend we're going to be doing the Passover celebration. Okay. Listen, don't miss it. God has come down to deliver us.
And that one's online.
Okay. That one's online. Right. Amen. So listen, thank you for joining in. Don't miss the next. Listen, don't miss the Daily Bread next week. Don't miss next weekend. Listen, thank you for just being a support and sponsor and partner of this ministry. We love you. We thank you. We'll see you next time.